All right. Okay, so welcome, everyone. I'm Abigail Stively, and I'm here with Chris Marie.
Hey.
So we are two of your mind-body instructors, and we're going to demonstrate for you in this recording how to use one of the more complicated mind-body tools, just so that it's a little easier to understand how to use it. So we'll do that today. We're actually going to each coach each other, so we'll give you a couple different versions of it and how it looks. And let me just say a few things real quick about this tool. First of all, it's called Dream Analysis Applied to the Body. So it's essentially the dream analysis tool that you'll be learning in later on in the training in Practicum 3 of Coach the Coach. So please don't worry about trying to fully learn or understand this tool right now. We're just giving it to you because it's a really great mind-body tool, and, you know, we are teaching you the mind-body stuff right now. So don't stress about it. Just, you know, if you feel like diving into it, great. If you'd rather wait until you really understand the dream analysis tool, that's fine too. So the dream analysis tool is itself in Steering by Starlight, and you will totally learn how to do it. But you will not see this dream analysis tool applied to the body written up anywhere in Martha's books or in her work, because we've basically just taken that tool and we just simply apply it directly to the body. So it's the exact same tool, we just kind of tweaked how we use it is all. So don't be confused about that. I know it can be a little strange at first, but you'll see once you have had your dream analysis class, you will see totally how this works. For now, just enjoy listening to it. See if you feel like playing with it. If you do, great. If you don't, great. So hopefully that is nice and relaxing. So Chris Marie, is there anything you want to throw in about this tool before we play with it?
Oh, no, just that, I mean, I think I got, I don't think I was able to kind of grok it until really I did my mind-body training with you and then even practice it more. So I do just want to echo that it's something that can come down the road, and you've got all the time in the world because you're going to be with you and your body for the rest of your life. So.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this tool would come, it would be one of the ones that would do, you would want to do maybe after you've done, like, climb back into the body, things like that, would be great starters. And then this one is kind of a slightly more advanced mind-body tool once you just feel a little more comfortable with your own body and once your client feels more comfortable with their body. So that's probably
Yeah, I would even say the three breaths, the climb back into your body, even feeling the palms, all those things are kind of great intros that help kind of arrive in the body, and then this is more of a deepening. I agree with that.
Yes, for sure. I like that word, deepening. It's definitely that. Cool. Well, then I think we're ready to go.
Excellent. So I get to be coached first.
Yeah, so I'm going to coach Chris Marie here. I will just go ahead and do that, and then we'll do a little debrief around it so you guys can understand what we did, and then we will trade, and she will coach me. So you can actually do this dream analysis applied to the body in two different ways. One, you can apply it to an emotional sensation in the body, or you can apply it to a physical symptom. So Chris Marie is going to do, she'll be the willing client around an emotion, and then I will be the client for the symptom. So you'll get to see how we do that both ways.
Yes. So you want me to say what's going on?
Sure. Go right ahead. Tell me what's up for you right now.
Well, and you can even my energy, I feel like I'm like one, energetically I'm 1 foot in front of myself because my parents are coming to visit, my dad's an Army colonel, retired, he gets white glove inspections, he did with my mom. Anyway, he's coming into my home, and I'm a grown-up woman, but I feel quite, I guess it would be anxious, and I was just kind of, so anxious, if that's a cover emotion, the thought that I'm having is, oh my God, I'm going to be invaded, evaluated, and judged. So there's all that. But inside my body, I guess really, like I'm very aware of kind of a buzzing in my chest and my arms. And I'd say I'm probably scared. Yeah, that would be it.
Okay. So you have just coached yourself and we're done.
Well, I've had good training.
So you totally are already aware of what your mind is saying. It's saying you're going to be judged, and you're already aware of what you're feeling in your body, which is the buzzing, and you're already aware of the emotion that you're feeling, which is fear. So now that we've gotten down through those layers with no credit to me, it was perfect. just note, your clients may not be that easy.
I should have been more difficult.
Then let's go ahead and talk to that emotion that is fear in your body and find out what wisdom it has to share with you today.
Okay.
So if you want to just take a moment to relax and get comfy in whatever position feels good for you, take a couple breaths, settle in. If you want to do a little grounding, you can just notice your feet.
Yes, you know I like that.
Yes.
Especially since I feel like I'm 1 foot in front of myself, so I am just feeling my feet.
Yeah, perfect. Just notice what they feel like against whatever they're resting on. Notice the feeling of whatever's touching the bottoms of your feet. You can even sort of imagine your energy sinking down into your body. Your feet get a little heavier.
Yeah.
Once you feel connected and just comfortable in your body, just let me know.
I really wasn't aware of the bottom part of my body, so this is quite helpful. Yeah, that deeper breath. Okay, I feel like I'm settling in.
All right. As you continue to settle, just let that breath flow. Continue to notice the breath. And just begin to expand your awareness into that area where you're feeling the buzzing. Begin to notice, where does the fear reside in your body and what does it feel like? And as you begin to be more clear on that, you can start to tell me where it is and what you're feeling in the body. Really describing the emotion as a physical sensation.
Yeah, it's buzzing kind of in the front of my shoulders, across the chest, down the other shoulder. And I'm noticing now as I kind of arrive, it's almost like a gripping in the back of my neck, like somebody's got a hand there. Yeah.
So in all of those sensations, where do you feel the core of this emotion is in your body?
Totally in my chest. I mean, it's definitely, definitely this part across the front of me. Yeah, that's where I feel it most.
Okay. So as you're noticing that, do you notice, does it show up in your mind as a shape, an image, a color, or do you just want to call it fear? It's whatever really resonates for you so that we can talk to it.
Yeah, it feels big, like it's in front of me. It almost feels like I have this football player that's in front of me, kind of like it's on the offense, so to speak. That's why I think it engages the arms and the chest forward, and it's really trying to, somehow there's like a forward energy with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in the visual, because I see that, like, it's a football player and the eyes are bugging out, like, you know, like you have bug eyes when you're afraid. It's like bulging eyes.
Perfect. So do you want to call it something like the football player, or what do you think? What feels good?
Kind of, it's like under attack.
Okay.
It feels like it's under attack.
So the under attack feeling?
Yeah.
In your chest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So just take a second to really settle in with that, make sure that description resonates before we get started.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So now what you're going to do is you're going to become that sensation. So you're going to become the... Oh, now I forgot. Can you say it again?
Under attack. The under attack feeling. Yeah.
Must write it down. My brain is tired. You're going to become the under attack feeling. So when you're doing that, you're going to really let yourself be that. Become that in your chest. And you'll be speaking from that.
I'm actually taking the posture of the image I see in my head.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah.
And if it helps, you can always say for a second, I am the under attack feeling. Sometimes I like to do that. So whatever works best to really become and speak from the voice of that under attack feeling.
Yeah, so I'm taking the posture, and I am the under attack feeling.
All right, so under attack feeling. Could you describe yourself with three adjectives?
Yeah. I am anticipating. Would that be an adjective?
Perfect, yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Let me just check inside. I am anticipating. I am stiff, and that's kind of stiff and rigid, kind of go the same. Stiff and rigid, and not breathing.
Okay. Okay, I'm actually going to come back to you, Chris Marie, for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like these adjectives are coming a little from the left brain, like you're not quite totally settled in as the under attack feeling. Now, I could totally be wrong, so tell me where I'm wrong on that.
Well, I'm being the image. I'll just kind of take some breath. I'm going to stand up, actually, for me. I'm the under attack feeling. I am afraid. I am afraid.
Mm-hmm. So you're being that fear. We've just given it the name under attack feeling, but we could come back to calling it fear if you want.
No. I was just saying, I do feel like I'm embodying, like I'm almost in. Let me just try it again. I am the under attack feeling. I am buzzy. Rising up and out. And grappling, like reaching,
okay.
Grabbing.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so under attack feeling, what is your purpose here for Chris Marie?
want to protect Chris Marie.
Okay. Can you say a little more about that?
I want to, like, anticipate and make everything okay so she's not vulnerable to attack.
Okay.
Like, I want to run around and fix everything, make everything look okay so nobody will, so her dad can't attack her.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And how are you here to help Chris Marie?
Everything's, it's like I want to create the shield so nobody will hurt her.
Okay.
And I feel teary with that.
All right, so just let that flow. Breathe, let the emotion happen. We can just relax into that. Just letting it flow. Nice to feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it gets, the sensation shifts in my body. There's more of a central tightening. And my legs kind of go, like they would want to run. It's like a dissipation of a charge.
Mm-hmm. So maybe just coming back, if you feel ready, to the under attack feeling or what's left of it. And
yeah.
Seeing if you can do that.
Yeah. That feels different. There's a sense of, just feels more like a tight ring around, like, my heart chakra area. Am I supposed to be under attack feeling?
Do you still feel fear, or is it a different
No, it feels
emotion.
More like, sadness. Feels
okay.
More like sadness.
So just let that one kind of emerge, and we can talk to that. So if you want to talk to it as any kind of image, or if you just want to talk to it as sadness directly, just let me know.
Well, there's just, I do have an image of kind of a circle around my heart. Heart chakra, not heart. It's like a 4-inch band, like a metal band.
So you want to call it the metal band feeling?
Yeah, the metal band feeling.
Really check in for a second, make sure that feels right.
It's the curling in feeling.
Curling in feeling, okay. So go ahead and become the curling in feeling, and just let me know when you feel there. You can even just let me know by saying, I am the curling in feeling.
Yeah, I am the curling in feeling.
All right, curling in feeling. Could you describe yourself with 3 adjectives?
I am small, hiding, and safe.
Okay. And what is your purpose here?
So what comes is I don't want to get hurt.
Okay. And so how are you here to help Chris Marie?
I don't want her to get hurt either. So I'm here to protect her. Kind of tender middle.
Let that emotion flow. Breathe. Breathing, letting it happen, honoring that emotion.
To do it quietly.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh.
There's no reason to be quiet.
I'm wiggling my jaw. I'm just putting my hand over my heart area.
So I'd like to actually ask the curling in feeling one more thing if you feel like coming back in and being that one more time.
Sure.
So curling in feeling, is there anything else that you want to let Chris Marie know? Any wisdom she needs to hear?
She does not need to be out and pretend everything's okay with her parents. She can curl in if she wants to.
Okay. Just writing that down. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add, or do you feel complete?
No, it feels good. I feel fine.
All right. So we'll just come back to you then, Chris Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just kind of recap for you. When we were talking to the under attack feeling, it said that it wants to shield you so nobody will hurt you. And then you opened up into the emotion of sadness. And with that curling in feeling from the sadness, we learned it's trying to protect you as well, protect your tender middle. And then the final piece it said was, you do not need to be out. You can curl in if you need to. You don't have to pretend everything is okay with your parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to me it kind of sounds like this is really telling you how to take care of yourself with this visit, what to do to honor your past experiences and what your feelings are. Can you tell me where I'm wrong there?
No, I think I can get stuck open, like, oh, come right in, everything's fine, you know,
mm-hmm.
put on the happy face, and versus whether it's saying, hey, that's not going to work for me, or I need to take a break, or whatever that is, be willing to curl inward if I need to.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That just sounds so good, curling in if you need to. Oh,
mm-hmm.
It has that ring of inner wisdom, you know?
Yes. Quite yummy.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah, and it's all these other, you know, other things that say that's not okay, but I get that for me, it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's your essential self. That's your core message here is this is what you need to do to take care of yourself. So anything that says otherwise, now you're very clear, will be either a lizard thought or a social self thought. So kind of makes it easy to sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what to do with those. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just feel quite much more grounded. Even my voice is dropped. You know?
Yeah, I can totally feel it. The energy is like, oh.
Yeah, versus, oh, la, la, la. It's kind of, so that I feel quite good slowing down and listening.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you feel okay, maybe we can call it good and switch it up.
Absolutely. So, Abigail, so I'm going to coach you around a physical symptom, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, why don't you just, if you're willing, just to take some time and kind of land switching from coach to coachee.
Okay.
Take some time to land within you, feeling your whole body, specifically your feet. And anywhere your body is touching a surface, you can kind of sink into that surface and feel the support of that surface. And we could have talked more about your physical symptoms before we just jumped into grounding. But I thought with a physical symptom it might support you in connecting. But anytime you want to talk about what's happening for you, feel free.
Yeah, the grounding is good because it helps me tune in to what's going on better. So I've been feeling this sort of weird tweak feeling in my back. It's over on the right side, kind of in between the hip and the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like lower back, so it's like right above the butt muscle kind of. And it's been weird because I've been through a whole thing since having a child, giving birth. And I was doing this meditation the other day, and my arms were like they moved on their own, and I wasn't doing anything, and they totally just reached down and adjusted my hips, and it was so weird. There was all this popping and crackling, and then my spine felt like so much better, and so the big kink kind of went away, but there's still this little sore spot, and I just have a feeling like there's something there for me to learn from my body.
Okay. Well, perfect opportunity. And how amazing that your body did this adjustment for you.
Oh, I know. It was so cool. Like, it knew what to do. Like, something got a little out of whack giving birth, I think. So,
wow.
Really fascinating. But that's a side note. So.
I know. Interesting. Okay. So we're gonna do the dream analysis on this tweaky feeling in your lower right back. So what might help is do you feel grounded enough, or would you like to take some more time and ground?
No, I feel pretty good. I'm good with that.
So maybe you could turn your attention towards that part of your body and just describe it a little bit. What size, shape, if there's an image, a texture, color, anything.
Okay,
like that.
Let me see. I need to sink in and feel that for a second.
Right. Just turning towards it and feeling it.
So I see, like, image-wise, I see, like, there's a dot on a diagram, and there's a line, and it runs from the dot, which is right in that place where it hurts, and the line runs all the way down my leg. Mm. So it's like this little, it's sort of subtle, but it's like this little pinpoint of pain, and then it goes shroom down my leg. So the feeling, the sensation is, it's almost like a soreness, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A little achy, sore feeling.
Okay, so I'm just going to reflect that back and see what fits. You have like a dot and then a feeling going all the way down your leg, your right leg, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a soreness and an achiness.
Yep.
So would you want to, is that enough description for you? You want to make more contact with it before you kind of name the whole sensation?
Let me feel into that here. Yeah, that seems pretty adequate. I feel like it's called the sore spot.
The sore spot. Okay. Okay. So now I'm just going to have you sink in and become the sore spot. So take some time and just breathe into that and see if you can actually step into sore spot metaphorically.
I am the sore spot.
Okay, yeah, saying I am the sore spot. Great. So, sore spot, can you pick three adjectives to describe yourself?
I am persistent. I am steady. I am clear.
That you are persistent, steady, and clear. Just taking a minute to see if that fits for you, sore spot.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything more, that's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your purpose, sore spot? You might want to say
I am here to both remind and show Abigail where she's not taking care of herself and where she needs to.
So you're here to remind Abigail and show her where she's not taking care of herself and where she needs to. Does that fit when you hear it back?
Yeah, every time she kind of gets slightly out of herself or is not doing some of the things she needs for herself, then I kind of zap her a little. And I never go fully away because right now she's adjusting to being a mom and her tendency is to give up things for herself or self-care. So I am kind of holding her to this idea of self-care.
Mm. You might have already shared this, but I'm just going to ask you and see if there's anything more. What I'm hearing you say is you're here to remind her how and where she needs to take care of herself. And if she gets out of herself, you zap her a little. And you're never going fully away because she's going through this transition. And she tends to give up self-care for her momhood. Does that fit?
Mm-hmm.
How are you here to help Abigail? Not that you haven't shared some.
I'm here to help her realize how important that self-care actually is. Because she'll sort of see it a little and then sort of forget it or not do it or just sort of fudge it. So I'm like the, I'm the taskmaster saying, this is vital and you must do it and there's no fudging this anymore.
Okay. There's no fudging it anymore. It's vital. I'm just going to see if there's any other wisdom that you'd like Abigail to know right now about what she's doing and what she might do differently.
Well, it's this year she's really changed a lot of how she takes care of herself, and she's addressed a lot of issues around that. But it's not complete yet, and she'll still have guilt thinking around it, and that's a good time to release more stuff that needs to be released around this issue, which is a very long, deep family thing, this not taking care of herself as a mother. Goes back to her childhood. So it's time to fully grasp this one.
Okay. Is there anything more you want Abigail to know from your deep wisdom sore spot?
She really, really needs physical touch. It's time for a massage.
Ah, she needs physical touch. Anything else? Sore spot?
No, that is it.
Okay. So I'm just going to reflect back what I've heard. You want to come back to Abigail?
Okay.
So Abigail, sore spot really is persistent, steady, and clear, and is really here to remind and show you where you're not taking care of yourself and where you need to. And when you get slightly out of yourself, it's going to zap you. And it never really wants to, it's not going fully away because it sees how you keep giving up self-care in this transition to motherhood, and you let that go. And it really, you've changed a lot of how you do take care of yourself, but it's not complete yet. And really, when you get into this guilt thinking, that's actually like a red flag to remind you that you've got this long, deep family paradigm of not taking care of yourself, and that this is an opportunity for you to fully turn towards that and clear out and pay attention to that. And specifically, it really wants you to know that you need physical touch, and it's time for you to have a massage.
That feels so good.
And as you're hearing that, just check in with sore spot and see what you're noticing. If there's, and doesn't mean that there would be a shift, but just notice what is there and what's not.
Yeah, it feels different right now. It feels kind of open. A little more relaxed, and I was just noticing, like, I feel like it's been relaxing in phases, so every time I take a step in the right direction, it sort of gives me that signal, like, yeah, you're on track. So, like, a few weeks ago, I had this terrible kinked feeling, like, ugh, it was really, really weird, and I just didn't even know, like, where to go with it. And so I was doing my meditation, which is time for myself. It's self-care. It's really something that resonates right now. And I was doing that, kept doing that. And then, like, that night that it unkinked itself was right after I did a really long, involved, like, full-on hour meditation. And moved my body and stuff. So it was like, yes, you've listened to yourself. I'll give you a little, you know, prize.
Yeah, it sounds like it really responds to when you do make the choice to take self-care above working or keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, feels good.
I'm even thinking today, so tell me where I'm wrong. It's like you had a call before this, and you jumped on this call, and I imagine momhood, LCT coordinator and redesigner, and, you know, you've got your husband, Scott. I can imagine you can go quite full bore. Tell me where I'm wrong, though.
Oh, you're not wrong. You can probably hear my one-year-old in the background right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
because it's like 3 minutes to being a mom, and there's like right now there's not much of a break between end of work and taking on the mom shift. So
yeah,
it's kind of a constant right now.
Wow. Yeah, I hear that.
But I did already plan some babysitting for Friday so that I could just do whatever I want for a while.
Oh, that's neat.
So,
I was thinking, and you can let this go, but even having like a, I don't know, like a 2 or 3 minute constant conscious transition, ending work, going to the bathroom, doing something for 3 minutes before you pick Ayla up.
Yes, I do. I need to actually like state that need to my husband because he's the stay-at-home dad, and I think that's where I've been having the guilt thinking or avoiding doing that, so I can see that's
okay.
Where the hang-up is a little bit, because I'm like, oh, he's been with her all this time and I miss her and she's probably hungry and needs dinner and I better get out there ASAP, and so
yeah.
I can see that's what's going on in my head.
Yeah, so there's some thinking to, you could look at, and even a conversation with Scott, and figuring all that out.
Yes,
it might
totally.
You. Yeah. Well, do you feel complete for this demo piece?
Yeah, it feels really good. That was really nice to talk to that. I've been kind of feeling like I needed coaching around it, and I totally forgot we were doing this, so it's perfect.
I know, I feel so much better after our coaching, even though we're doing this for the cadets. It helped me.
I know. This is some good work. Like, yay, fun job that we have.
It is. I love it.
Perfect.
So anything you want to say before we stop the recording?
Well, let's see. So as far as you cadets go who are listening to this recording, you heard a pretty good example of how that can work in pretty much every possible way. So you'll notice, like with Chris Marie, I stopped and rechecked the three adjectives with her because my intuition was just kind of, my marmoset, I should say, was really kind of going, I don't know if we fully got her into that right brain space. And so I rechecked, and that's something you can always do with your clients if you're kind of getting that, like your three adjectives should sound not like a description of the pain or the emotion, but kind of like surprising, because that's the metaphor aspect. So like mine, I can't remember what mine were, but I know they weren't like what you would think would come out of a description of that. Does that make sense, Chris Marie?
It does. And, you know, I think because I was so, which, you know, even like I was able to coach myself through the first part, but even somebody familiar with this, when you're in your own stuff, it is sometimes it's difficult to kind of sink in to that spot. So
yeah,
and
so that's a pretty common thing that will happen with clients, especially if they're new to the tool and they've never had to become a sensation in their body. They're going to be a little confused, but don't worry about that, because once you start doing it, most people really just totally fall into it and are able to do it. So don't worry about that. In other words, there was something else, too, I was going to say about this tool.
Well, I can say just the one thing that I noticed, even so using my marmoset, even at the end, there was something like I just kept asking a little bit more because I had the sense, you know, my hunch was, oh, there could be something specific. And you got deeper and deeper, so I thought that was good. When you just to follow your intuition, and I wasn't trying to be, you know,
pushy. It was more, hey, I think there's something more. So to check. And letting, when you're done, you're going to say you're done. You know, you've reached the bottom of your message. So.
Right. Yeah. So keep checking that. And it's kind of like a, when I was talking to Martha the other day about the dream analysis tool itself, just on its own, she was saying it's such an art form. It's not a scientific linear tool. So you have to just get into your own, as a coach, get into your essential self, right brain space, and just kind of intuitively flow with it. And you can ask any question. You can coach the, use the regular old coaching tools like Say More and the Hat and all of that as well, which you guys will be learning how to do totally throughout the training, so don't worry if you don't know them yet. But you can use them just like you would normally when you are coaching. So kind of letting yourself start with the questions from the dream analysis tool, and then from there going into, you know, like we were doing, like Say More, or is there anything else you want to add? And just kind of letting that go, because especially yours, Chris Marie, the second one we did, I felt like it didn't really fully tell me the core message until that final little bit there when I said, is there anything else you want to add? So you can just use your gut. Like, you're gonna know when the symbol really tells you something spot on. It just has that feeling of kind of like, ah, there we go.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So
yeah.
That's kind of the best I can do to describe that. And once you start playing with it, and once you get more comfortable with the tools in general, and once you play with it in your dream analysis class, you'll start to see how that all flows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't worry, you don't have to do it now.
Right. Now is just the time to sit back and listen and put it in your files for things, fun things to do a little bit later on.
Right, right.
Unless you're like, yeah, I can't wait to try that. So that is how that goes, and we'll be talking a little more about this later on in the training. So feel free to jot down any questions you have around this tool and bring them to your live mind-body class, or even save them for a little later in the training, like for one of the LCT coordinator check-ins. Anything you need to do around that is great, or on the forum. So,
yeah.
Anything else, Chris Marie?
No, that's it. And you feel free to ask us questions, and we'll go from there.
Perfect. So I think we're good.